There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Welcome to the KBJ Episode Podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show Podcast.
Yeah, here we go. It is Friday in the KBJ After the Show Podcast. So looking forward to this weekend. Looks like it's going to be nice. Great weather. Lots of good stuff going to be going down. Very excited for it. Bird is excited. He's the Hank Pink champ with the brand new robe. Thank you to Angie in Hollywood and Keither for that.
I love it so much. I already got my outfit for the parade now. I already got a weird hat.
You're all set.
Hell yeah.
You're all set. That's awesome. Got a bunch of emails to get to here. Tyler said, I want to call out Vinny for cheating on what did I lick?
What?
Vinny cheated with the whole thing where she touched the microphone when it was her turn. And then the next week, Berg gets the punishment that he's been denied for months, licking the lizard. Vinny is the real bit killer. Hashtag evil wins again.
Damn.
I don't even understand what I did.
I don't know. During one of the lick set, it was your turn.
You had the microphone.
You grabbed it. Yeah. You're not supposed to grab it. You're not supposed to touch the object. And, and people got mad saying, you ruined the purity of the bit.
The integrity of the game.
And then yours wasn't really that bad. And then I'm fucking licking dead ass zombie lizards. I mean, fucking A.
Right.
If I wasn't so sick, I'd be mad.
Yeah. And he calls you Vinny because yesterday ChatGPT had said the KBJ show, the V part was Vinny Hassan, the king of the joke. So
king of the joke is such
Vinny Hassan, yeah.
That's
king
such
of the joke.
Funny.
Love that.
So today I came in dressed as Vinny.
Yeah.
Hey, Vinny, good to see you. I heard that you do impressions. What do you got? Give us something. Something for the weekend.
What do you want? You got to tell me what to do.
I'm terrible at giving ideas. Why don't you just fucking give us an impression?
I'm terrible at doing impressions.
This is terrible, Vinny.
This is just going terrible.
This is your impression.
Why don't I just do what I do best and take you outside and kick your fucking ass?
Yeah.
Please do. But do it in a way you knock me out.
I'll snap your neck first.
There's something also that went down earlier on the regular show and the whacked out news. There was a Florida legislature yesterday, I guess, or at least the video started going around yesterday, where somebody pulled the whole give you a trick name and see if they read it out loud kind of thing. And so he's kind of doing a roll call kind of thing, I guess, in the Florida House or something like that. And so the video went viral because people got him on these names and he didn't realize what he was saying at the time.
Floridization of counties waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent. Waves in opposition. Holden Hiscock is also an opponent.
If your opponent is holding his cock, don't fight him.
No, that's tough.
Is there more of the audio where does he finally say, I've been duped, or did he just keep going?
He just commented on social media.
I don't think he knew he got duped in that moment.
No.
He read them and he just kept going, and then later.
Yes.
That is so funny.
You realize you said Anita Dick and holding his cock?
And he went, what?
Yeah, had no idea. Love it.
Floridization of counties waves in opposition. Anita Dick is an opponent. Waves in opposition.
Yeah.
Holden Hiscock is also an opponent.
That's good. You're right. It's quite an opponent.
And he's got great serious voice.
He does.
Yeah.
He's got his Florida legislature voice on.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin has a couple questions for Vinny Hassan, the king of the joke. Says, I just want to ask V, because she passed through the topic so fast, I blinked and it was gone. One, I need to know, is she still friends with Justin? And two, what made her go into business with Justin?
We haven't talked since the dissolution of the business.
And oh, really?
It was ugly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
It was not pretty. And I don't know. I mean, with somebody like him, I'm not going to hold on to anger for long because I do truly love Justin.
Yeah.
But this was just so wrong how it was handled on their end.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's just going to take me a minute.
Okay.
I just need a minute.
Yeah, you need to decompress.
Eventually, I'll get over it. It'll be fine. It doesn't matter in the long run. But right now, I'm really still chapped.
Okay. All right. So that's where you are.
Yeah.
How long ago did the whole salon thing go down in the dissolution?
So January 1st, we officially sold the salon to somebody else. And me and my partner and Justin and his partner are not the owners anymore. We sold it to somebody else. Now they're the owners, 100%, nothing to do with it.
So what's Justin's status? Is he still working there?
He still has his salon in West Palm Beach. So this was exclusively the Tequesta location of Justin and Greg's salon.
Okay.
He owned completely 100%. Him and Greg own West Palm.
Yeah.
We were each 25% partners in Tequesta.
Gotcha.
And it did not work out, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Not everything works out in business.
Yeah.
But we're just happy to be out of it because it was very, very toxic.
Gotcha. Okay. So. All right. There you go. Well, hopefully things – but you're 3 months into it.
Yeah. I mean, my partner sent him a 5-page letter, and just nobody even bothered to respond.
Yeah.
So we asked for a meeting and said, can we please sit down and have coffee, all four of us, and dissolve this partnership respectfully, like friends that have been friends for 20 years, which we have.
Yeah.
Like, can we please sit down and have a meeting? And we were told to go shove it.
Okay.
So
what and her question was, what made you go into business with Justin in the first place?
Well, so my partner had a salon. And didn't know who to partner up with. He had a salon space that he had built out for his girlfriend when he and the girlfriend broke up. Now he's stuck with this salon.
Okay.
He doesn't have hair. He's a bald guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know how to do hair. So he needed a partner that knew how to do salons. And so all four of us decided to run it. My partner and I ran it behind the scenes, and Justin and Greg were the face of it and did most of the hairstyling part of it. We hired other stylists as well, and it was just – it was ill-fated from the beginning, and I didn't even realize that it was ill-fated because Justin, I believe, in the beginning was into it. Greg was never into it.
Okay.
And sabotaged it. And that is how I believe the whole thing fell apart. And that's why I'm not mad at Justin, because I don't think this was him, but I'm salty.
Yeah.
But I know it wasn't Justin's fault.
It's odd that there was drama in a hair salon.
People were
fighting. And
Jason, you have no idea.
Oh, I know you're serious because you called me Jason.
The level of drama. I will never be involved in anything to do with a hair salon ever again. Each and every person, so much drama.
How long was it open for?
2.5 years.
Okay.
I knew about it the whole time.
And Jason was one of our best customers.
Kept the secret. I keep secrets.
Well, I couldn't talk about it because if you have a financial interest in something like that, you're not allowed to talk about it on the radio. And so I had to sign papers that I never would talk about the fact that I was an owner.
Mm.
And, you know, I wanted to respect that. I didn't want to be in trouble.
Right.
It's like breaking the law if I'm on here talking about it. You can't even, like, say it.
Okay.
Wow, that's a big story. Thank you for telling that, Virginia. Do you mind if I talk to Vinny real quick, though? Just real quick.
Hold on, let me get my Yankees cap.
Vinny, I know you are the king of impressions. I think I found one I think you'll nail.
All right, what you got?
I think me and Kevin want to hear Christopher Walken.
It's weird. It's so weird.
It's good.
It's real weird.
It's good.
The king of the dicks.
I don't know. How do you do Christopher Walken?
Just kind of like you were doing good, and you stopped. Yeah. You got to break through. You can't be afraid of looking and sounding stupid. You
guys, Vinny's not afraid of nothing.
Well, I don't know. Vinny kind of turned into a pussy right there.
Think so?
Yeah, Vinny.
Vinny started to crumble.
Where are your fucking balls at, Vinny? You left it back in 38th and 9th?
I'm going to show you my balls.
Yeah. Vinny over here holding his cock.
They call me old cock, too.
Uh-huh.
I am so excited for the weekend. This Sunday, it's the Pride Fest Parade, and we are teaming up with Atoll Vodka. We've got the KVJ Atoll Vodka float going to be rolling in the Pride Fest Parade, and then we've got the after party sponsored by Atoll Vodka at the Mad Hatter downtown Lake Worth. So come party with us. The parade starts at 11:30 with us and Atoll Vodka, and then the after party at the Mad Hatter from 2 to 4. We'll see you out there with Atoll Vodka.
Here is a nice email from Richard, a professor in the School of Communication at Florida State University, and he said it was FSU Day at the Legislative Assembly earlier this week, and the Office of Admissions announced stats for the upcoming year's class. And I just want to let you know that there are about 74,000 applications for the 6,200 accepted students, and that's an 8.4% acceptance rate, with the average GPA of incoming freshmen at 4.4. So be proud, Virginia. As somebody who earned their doctorate from the University of Florida, Tallahassee is much better than Gainesville. Okay.
I think everything happens for a reason. I'm really happy she's going to be in Tallahassee. I'm overjoyed.
Yeah.
Overjoyed.
And, you know, I pull for LSU. They're in the SEC. I can't pull for the Gators. I can't chomp chomp. No.
Yeah.
So this worked out good.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to Tallahassee. We're so excited. She's got her roommate picked out. It's her best friend since she was 3 years old.
Wow.
They're going to be roommates together.
That's cool.
It's all working out. And I think that God had a bigger plan, and he knew. We did not.
That's it.
Just trust.
Yeah. How do you know God is a he? Just being a dick.
Well, if you believe Ariana Grande, God is a woman.
I'm being a Friday dick. That's just having some fun over here.
It's the robe.
Hey, no, it's the Celtic honey.
It's the alcohol.
This stuff is not my cup of soda.
You got vodka in there.
Yeah.
Southern Eagle Spirits distributing all kinds of fun liquor, including Atoll Vodka, which sponsors this podcast. They dropped off so much alcohol for us to create our drinks.
Are you celebrating cocktail day?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I have a cocktail today. Yeah, definitely at some point.
More than one on a cocktail day holiday?
I would imagine so. Yeah, I'll have a few throughout the course of the day. I'm meeting up with my cousins in Delray at the OG this afternoon.
Taco Bar cousin?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be in Boynton.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Well, come to the OG. You've never checked out the OG.
I've never checked it out, but you sent me a message about it.
Yeah.
And I want to look into this.
Yeah. We're going to pop by there about 2:30 today, so.
Oh, you're definitely getting a couple coxies.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Cocktails. Let's keep it at that, yeah.
I was trying to give it a nickname.
Yeah.
Holden Cock.
Yeah.
Circle Jerk over here.
Yeah.
Circle Jerk Pennington.
Not going
Circle to Jerk at the Circle K. Yeah.
Wow, that would do well. A KVJ Circle Jerk at a Circle K parking lot.
Yeah.
Those numbers would do well.
You tell me when. I will shoot it. I will bring the video camera. I'll bring a drone, because I feel like a drone would be really good for a Circle Jerk.
I know we would never do it, but the numbers would be,
they'd be
through
popping.
The roof.
Yeah.
Through the roof.
Be popping. Richard also said, Virginia, why aren't you pursuing the restraining order against the little bully girl if you think her family will still be out to get you?
It's very layered, but when our trial ended, the judge figured out exactly what was going on. She figured out who was telling the truth, our side, and who was full of shit and lying, their side. She looked at my lawyer and she goes, well, now you still have the right to file your petition, or you can dissolve it. And in that moment, I knew exactly what the judge meant. She meant dissolve it. Do not bring this back to my court. This is fucking ridiculous that I am wasting this court's time that should be preserved for real domestic violence, not stupid teen girls that don't even know how to fight.
Mm-hmm.
I knew what the judge was saying in that moment. She did not want to see us back in her courtroom on Wednesday. And the last thing you want to do is piss off a judge. Sure. I am praying and hoping that all of this goes away and that they leave us alone. I have a feeling they won't. But, you know, if they do, we're ready for them. Whatever they want to bring, bring it, bitch. But I don't want to put Magnolia through this again. She cried and trembled like a leaf for 3 hours in that courtroom. It was so intense. I'm a grown-ass woman. I fear no man. I was very freaked out by this process. I can only imagine how being 17 and going through it rocked her little soul.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put her through it again. My husband is in a state of disrepair right now.
Yeah, that's
for what we've been through the past 2 weeks.
That started before the trial, though.
We're not ready for another fight next week. We don't have it in us. Mm-hmm. And the judge doesn't want us to do it. Yeah. And our lawyer advised us not to do it. And I bring experts in, and then I trust what they tell me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Plus, I'm not sure you have time because you've got a fight now with your HOA. So, you know, you got to start, you know, kind of timing these out. Apparently, they sent you a letter, and it says it was recently observed that a go-kart was seen leaving your driveway. And just to let you know that go-karts are not registered with the Department of Motor Vehicles to be driven on public roads. So we prohibit go-karts here. So we trust that this vehicle is not affiliated with your property. Is it affiliated with your property, Virginia? Where are you with
it
this?
Is. We have a go-kart. It's an electric go-kart. It's so cool. Jay Bart, it goes so fast.
Does it?
It's so fun. And, of course, the fun-sucking dick faces of my HOA are now going to keep us from enjoying our go-kart.
Yeah, it says motorized scooters, go-peds, or similar type scooters, unless the driver is licensed to operate such vehicle in the same manner as any motor vehicle is subject to licensing laws. So I guess your son driving his go-kart around is going to cause some problems. So what do you do? Do you keep the go-kart and not have him drive it? Do you say screw the HOA and still let him drive it?
I don't know. We have to have a family meeting. I brought it to you before I brought it to my family. They don't know we've been slapped with this citation.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure my dickhead neighbor to the left is the one that turned us in. He loves to tell the HOA anything and everything we're up to. Mm-hmm. That schlong sandwich.
I did a battle rap against the HOA. I didn't really love it. I would like to do a new one with you in the booth with me.
I'm there, bro.
Let's fucking spit some shit, dog.
I'm mad because Rocco just got this go-kart. It's electric. It's not loud. You can't even hear it. It doesn't disturb anybody. He's got a giant flag that is up in the air, so it's safe. Nobody will hit him. He wears a helmet. Like, we're doing it all right. Of course, the HOA wants to come along and suck the fun out of everything.
Oh, man, just take the anger, the pain, the anguish. Take all the and put it into the music.
All right, maybe I'll bring Rocco too. He loves to spit.
Oh, well,
curse.
Definitely give him a verse.
He will curse out the HOA.
Oh, we could do a really fun song where he comes in on some ad libs.
He'll do it. But Rocco is not afraid to curse out. I mean, we have to calm him down because he has a temper.
Oh, he does.
And when I tell him the HOA is making us get rid of his go-kart, he is going to be hot pissed.
Again, take the pain.
He is going to be full of venom.
We take it all. We put it right in the booth.
So what would happen is they would send you fines if there are more reports of Rocco riding his go-kart around your neighborhood?
Yeah. What they would say is you've ignored our, you know, warning, and now every infraction, we're going to fine you. I'm sure it's my dickhead neighbor.
Now, is there another place you could ride it other than your neighborhood? Is it something you could load up?
Yeah, we can go to Jaybird's neighborhood where there is no HOA.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the police? If the police see how Rocco's, what, how old is he now?
Seven.
So if police see a seven-year-old riding a go-kart on the street, do they pull them over? Or are you allowed to do that?
I don't know. I feel like Rocco could talk his way out of it.
Okay.
I would like to see that happen.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it sounds like from the letter they sent you that they're saying that you have to be licensed to be able to drive those things. And I'm not even sure because I think sometimes there's even just vehicles that you're not allowed to have on streets. that they will pull you over and find you.
Fuck the HOA. Mm-hmm. Fuck them all day. We'll get better.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just a taste.
We did it. I didn't like the way the first one came out. Now we got more. It's more. It's raw.
You can totally get a verse out of Rocco.
Oh, I know I could.
You know, if you've got a move coming up, if you're thinking about selling your house, maybe you want to refinance, maybe you need a mortgage. If you go around to 5 different places for all that stuff, you're dealing with 5 different vendors, and that's stressful. Why not bring everything to one place? Good Greek.
They handled my daughter's first big move. She was nervous about everything going on. Never done this before. They made it easy. They showed up on time, took care of her stuff, and they had great customer service the whole time.
And they can move you anywhere, out of Florida, into Florida. They also do things like junk removal as well.
GoodGreek.com, because it's all good Greek to us.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Got an email here from Daniel. It was about the banning of TikTok. That was going on and all over the news yesterday, and they had a lot of influencers, as you would imagine, that were very freaked out by this, who've built up their whole lifestyle, and their business is about TikTok. So the CEO of TikTok was getting grilled by members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee yesterday on Capitol Hill, and their main concern is that TikTok, being owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, will not be able to tell the Chinese Communist Party to go stick it when they come asking for Americans' data and information. And so that causes a problem. And my question earlier was, I just hadn't yet seen, okay, so let's say that they did. What is the problem with it? I mean, how can the Communist Party of China use that against Americans? And does it call into our own national security? Well, Daniel said, watch Mr. Robot for a better idea of the TikTok concern.
There's a lot of stuff out there, too. That even stuff that we talked about on the air, we didn't hit other topics people are worried about. I can send you something, too, Kev. I can send that person something, too, if they need to show. There's a really, really good video of how they break it down, about 2 minutes. And it's not like a 19-minute video. Don't you like when they kind of do that?
It's nice, yeah, because that's all I'd ask. I would just say, help me understand what is so troubling about the Chinese having our data and information, because you would argue that, okay, Zuckerberg has the same and Elon Musk has the same. So what makes it so different? How can they weaponize that against us? Somebody did say that they just – we're not a big fan of the kind of content that they get. But look, I mean, America is a free country. And yes, TikTok in China is different. It's educational, but their government controls and runs everything. So, you know, that's just what you get here in America, where, hey, it's free, baby. You know, you can do whatever you want, say whatever you want. So that is one thought. Daniel also said, how about thinking about it not being a fluke when people's videos get so many views on TikTok, and that people get many more followers on TikTok? Perhaps it's a strategy used to get more people to use TikTok for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's fucked. It's weird.
Nicole, she said, I think this is part of a larger agenda by the right to eliminate the ability of younger voters to influence elections. There's an election cycle coming up, and they don't want the kids and the younger voters to keep the conservatives out of office. Biden won last time with a push from people sharing info on social media, TikTok in particular.
And it got political.
Yeah.
And it is political.
Yeah.
Shit. And I'm out.
Pizza's political if you make it. Everything's political if you make it.
Yeah. BTS, the K-pop band, is political. We had played a clip from one of their members who is going solo today for the new music, and Gwen sent an email. She said, as a faithful listener of many years, this is the first time I felt sad and hurt on how you treated Jimin of BTS and the group as a whole. They debuted in 2013 and have been the same seven members since. They are all accomplished dancers, vocalists, all this kind of stuff. They write and produce their music, as long as solo songs and albums. They are currently releasing a lot of solo music. Jin is currently in the Army. Okay. She said, they are not a Menudo type of group. None of the K-pop groups are.
That was Virginia who said that.
I said they could switch them out like Menudo if they wanted to. There's like 18 of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Menudo kind of band, Virginia.
That's what I said.
Yep. She said, I could go on for days on how BTS and how much they mean to people around the world, their anti-bullying campaign with UNICEF, how they have represented Korea at the UN and the White House. Said, I don't need to know Korean to hear the expression of their words and music. She said, honestly, I should not have to justify their talent to people who should be aware of music in general, particularly Kevin.
Oh, damn. You dick.
I didn't even say anything bad about the motherfucker.
Not at all. This is so good.
I didn't say one negative word about
him. What did I tell you when you were talking? I said, do not fuck with this group.
I just played the clip and said, it's in Korean.
I told y'all. I said, they will come for you if you fuck
with them. I did not say one.
You made a mistake. You made a mistake, and how dare you, you pig.
What was the mistake?
I think you said someone's name wrong, or you said, I think you got a lot of heat from Virginia, too, the Menudo comment.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can detect.
They got a powerful fan base. They gave me a shout-out in that email. I saw that email. They said,
thank you, Jason, for knowing that the BTS fandom is known as ARMY, and yes, ARMY will defend BTS always. I think y'all just don't know them well, and hopefully we'll take this as an opportunity to know who they are, both as professionals and musically better.
We don't know them. That is a true statement.
I agree, but Kevin wasn't a dick at all about
that.
You weren't.
I'll tell you why I'm a dick.
No, Virginia was more of the dick.
I'm always a dick.
Sometimes I think maybe people get Kevin and Virginia confused.
She has a deeper voice.
I think Virginia.
And a bigger dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He does. That's Vinny Hassan.
Yeah.
Are you going to take that into the weekend and learn a little bit?
No. Changing nothing. No. Not for that. I'm sure there are other things I should be changing, and I'm open to discussion on them. That, no.
Well, other artists of huge fandom, Taylor Swift and the Swifties. Chuck in New Mexico sent an email. He said, I saw something about Taylor Swift on TV the other day. I only caught part of it, but it showed her on stage and then jumping into a big hole on the stage and crossing her arms while lying flat on a big sled. It immediately rocketed her to another location where she then put on different clothes super fast and came back up on the stage. Hearing you guys talk about her diving into water on stage makes me think this is all connected. Yes, it is. Yeah, that's kind of the explanation on it. I'm a loyal follower of KBJ on Spotify. That's awesome. Thank you, Chuck GBT says.
It sounds like Taylor is doing the work to raise the entertainment value.
Yeah,
she knows what everybody had to go through to get these damn tickets. So she's making sure when y'all show up, y'all get to see some shit.
Look, you can't deny that she is not a workhorse.
You are right about that.
Yep, absolutely. She's apparently bringing it. Megan said, my friend is getting married in June, and we're doing a small girls getaway in May. She's from New York and not familiar with all that Florida has to offer. My first suggestion was Key West, but now a bunch of beach towns are being thrown around. What do you think is the top three options? And it says not Miami. You know, that's a tough thing to say. The amazing thing about Florida is that you really can do about anything of any speed. It just depends upon, I would just ask first, who are the people in the group? To me, you got to know that because you need to pick a town that fits with your crew.
What's your vibe?
Yeah, my wife likes the big city kind of stuff. She wants to be where the action is. And so for her, going to a Brickell or being Miami or downtown Fort Lauderdale, that's where she wants to be. Somebody else may like it more quiet. And so you might want to go to a Siesta Key on the West Coast, which is a little bit slower, or, you know, maybe a Fort Myers. You know, they got some cool stuff over there as well, but it's more quiet on the West Coast.
You know a lot about the town. I like that. You know about all towns. That's good.
I do, yeah. Been around, Bird. Been around.
I like it. It's very impressive.
Been around.
He's not even from here. He know more than you.
Why you always gotta go?
You grew up here.
Hey, can I talk to my boy Vinny real quick? Because the person I work with, Virginia, is such a dick.
If you ask me a question about Brooklyn, you bet your ass
okay.
I know the answer.
Thank you, Vinny.
You from Florida. You don't know shit about Florida.
Okay, you're right about that, Vinny. You're right. I submit.
When I put on the hat, I don't know. I just changed.
It's the same way I feel about the Hank Pink belt. Cape I
the
got
robe.
On. The robe. It's amazing what a robe can do to a man's psyche.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is amazing. Yeah, so if you're saying not Miami, you may want something a little bit calmer. I would say, honestly, West Palm's got a lot with the Jupiter area.
Yes.
It's beautiful. You can be on the water. There's great restaurants, places to go. Fort Lauderdale, I mean, if you want to go that crazy, it's not as insane as Miami. And Fort Lauderdale has really come on, man. Los Olas is a great street for bar hopping and doing all kinds of stuff. So, in fact, they're opening up a new bar there this weekend. And what's your Cajun place that's downtown at the Gardens, Virginia?
Oh, that's Voodoo Bayou.
They just opened up on Los Olas as
they
well.
They sure did. Uh-huh. Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, so the Los Olas is really hot right now. So that might be something to check out. Like I said, I wouldn't sleep on Fort Myers. And Bird, you went to St. Augustine just last weekend.
Loved it. Very cozy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're gonna, there's places where you can kind of rage a little bit if you want to.
Jupiter's awesome. I know it's where I live, and I tout it a lot. But the Jupiter Beach Resort, right on the ocean, beautiful property, very affordable room rates. And then you're just a stone's throw away from, like, Guanabanas, Schooners. You got Love Street. You got all that fun. 1,000, you know, North is right there. Like, mm-hmm. You can get your party on walking up and down that strip there in Jupiter.
Yep, absolutely. And it's kind of a good mix. It's not as crazy as Miami, and it's not as calm and quiet and sleepy as, you know, say, a Sarasota.
Totally.
Got an email here from Jeremy. Said, I can't believe this is my first time writing into the show. Been listening since high school, though, and I'm 31 now, almost half my life. First time I was able to meet you was at Crazy Horse. I picked up Jay Bird's hat when it fell off of his head when he's riding on the motorcycle.
Oh, that is very kind, my friend. Thank you.
When you were giving everybody the finger.
In a loving way,
you
though.
Were. It was awesome.
It's all love.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jay Bird. Oh, I love Bud's Chicken and Seafood. I had some over the weekend, and oh my gosh, these sauces over there at Bud's is the best. From the Bud sauce, from the Bird sauce, from barbecue to honey mustard, they just lead the league in deliciousness. Now, what I recommend when you go to Bud's, make sure you try their corn fritters along with their chicken fingers. They go so perfectly well together. Bud's also now delivers for you. Budschicken.com. That's Budschicken.com. See what they got. Order online.
Microphone's on. He said, I got a question though for Suits. We'll have Suits grab his microphone in there and his studios. He runs KBJ TV. I need to get away on my own for a weekend, and the first idea I have was a cruise. Do I plan to go by myself? I'm thinking at least 3 days, 2 nights. Any recommendations would be appreciated.
Yeah, so the one thing I would tell you, if you're going to go by yourself, you have to pay a little more, believe it or not, when you go on a cruise by yourself, because they expect the whole ship to be booked at double occupancy. That's how they set their budget. Mm-hmm. So there's actually an additional fee. It's like almost paying for two people for you to go by yourself regardless.
Damn.
Yeah, like if it's $800 a person, you'll pay $1,400 for yourself.
What?
Yeah, it's a supplemental fee. They do have some solo cabins, but they are still a little more expensive if you go by yourself. So it's not a terrible thing. I don't think it's a bad thing to do a cruise by yourself, and they have meet and greets and different setups for that. But just be ready to pay almost double the price for yourself.
Damn.
Okay, that's kind of crazy.
Keeping the lonely people persecuted. Now, not only are you by yourself, but they kind of like make you pay a penalty.
That ain't right.
A single penalty.
That is not right. People should be able to go cruise and be single. That's not cool.
Speaking of single, I just got a text message from one Lana. Is Vinny single? I want to SHD suck him dry.
Wow. That would be so weird to watch that.
Lana and Vinny just, I mean.
Yeah. What would happen if that much chlamydia came together? Do they have the double chlamyd?
It's King Chlamydia.
King Chlamydia was created.
It's going to happen. Y'all going to bang. It's exactly what you both need. You got to get out of your systems.
King Crab Chlamydia.
Oh, gross. Would you watch that, Kev?
No.
No, not really sex, but...
Oh. Me and Jaybird as Lana and Vinny. And,
Lana and Vinny.
Very confusing for me. I just don't even think I'd know what to... I wouldn't know what to do.
Kevin would run away from that.
I don't know what to do here.
I think he's got legs.
I think I would need to be real drunk.
That's... Nobody expects anything less from Vinny.
But I can be talked into bad ideas very easily if I'm intoxicated.
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Patricia Kent, she said, I've been a listener since I was in elementary school. My wife and I just got back from Europe.
Yay!
Cool.
Nice.
She said, we went pub hopping and started Shazamming the music.
I love it.
She said, in each pub that we drank at, and we noticed every bar we went around London, Manchester, Brighton, we go into Ireland, Scotland, Germany, Netherlands, Belgium, Poland. Wow. They're all consistently playing Oasis. People were singing along to each word in nearly every establishment. I started asking some of the people in the bars that we were going around about Oasis, and I was surprised by how passionate people were about them over there.
Okay.
It's almost cultish.
You've told us that before.
Yeah, they're massive in Europe still. You know, we're talking 20 plus, almost 30 years, 25 years since a lot of their hits. And they say if they would ever get back together and tour, at least Europe, it would be massive. Yeah, they never had that kind of fame here in the U.S. But yeah, they're huge in Europe. A bartender and some patrons explained how bad things were in England for the working class in the earlier part of the 90s and how Oasis revived guitar music in the U.K. And they were working class heroes who went from living in the ghetto to the biggest band in the world. And, you know, their music just kind of hit. And now they're cultural icons all around the world. So it sounds like they were there and listened to some of them. For you guys, I'd recommend some of the songs that we had heard. Don't Go Away. Yep, absolutely. Live
Love
Forever.
That song. Love yeah. that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Me and you are pretty versed on the old Oasis.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm a big fan. In fact, I would say, you know, I have my playlist of just my all-time favorite songs, if you want to go into it, and it's littered with Oasis.
I'm about 20 deep on their songs and my stuff.
You may. I don't know that I go as deep as you do on the Oasis playlist, but the songs that I hear, it's just... I never get tired of them, ever.
It's weird because they have an odd thing about their music. When I hear a song for the first time, I feel like I've heard it before, but I haven't. Mm-hmm. It's got... They have a lot of familiarity with their songs, and I think that's kind of a bonus for them.
They yeah. have a smell.
They do.
They have a brand.
And I think it helps them. Yeah. I don't think it helps everybody, but for some reason it helps Oasis.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They have Don't Go Away. It's one of my absolute favorites.
That's my favorite song by them.
I think so too. Yeah, that one I'm such a fan of that song.
That's one of those moody in your head songs. It's such a jam.
I Don't Look Back in Anger and then Wonderwall. Those are three
awesome.
I can never get sick of those songs. So that's pretty cool to hear. A few more emails. This is nice. Lisa in Jacksonville. She wound up running a marathon. It was 9.3 miles. It was a 15K.
Oh.
And she loaded up the KVJ podcast from Friday, March 3rd, started the race. Got a few side eyes when I exclaimed, what the fuck, Ben Franklin, as you were talking about him being a potential serial killer. I played along out loud with the no-name movie game, yelling, gremlins, gremlins.
Nice.
Hank Pinks, I'm sure they thought that I had Tourette's at best.
That's fine. They think we're all crazy. Who cares?
But y'all were there for every mile, every day, before and during the race. So pretty cool. Her and her son got to run and got medals for it.
That's very cool.
That's a lot of miles. Nine miles is no joke.
That's neat to think someone's running to you. Isn't that cool?
I ran into somebody in my neighborhood the other day, and I freaked them out because they were walking their baby, and they were listening to the podcast, and then I was walking beside them, and they went like, ooh, double took.
Same thing. When I was walking Chewy one time, this other dude was walking by. He's walking his dog. I'm walking. He walks because... Jay Bird? What the fuck? I'm listening to Weird Whatever right now. This is fucking weird, man.
It's a weird moment.
It is weird.
We're like a genie. If you rub a lamp, we appear.
And then Michael said, I just want to thank you for helping me on my long flight to Hawaii. I downloaded some of the shows I missed last week for the flight, and it made the shitty flight go so much better. We went rock climbing, cliff jumping, and hiking, which was amazing. Damn. But I made sure to represent KBJ there. I went there to spread my dad's ashes, and it was really an amazing trip, although bittersweet. Thank you for keeping the smiles on my wife and my face. Love y'all. Bigfoot is real, Bird.
That's beautiful.
That is. And I bet that trip, like you're saying, bittersweet, but you need that moment.
You're on a mission.
Yeah.
I mean, that had to feel so good when you did that and you completed that mission for your dad. Good for you.
Definitely. And road trips make you already kind of think about stuff. I don't know if you're the same way about that. When you kind of go out and go out into nature, you go start to think.
Road trip? It's Hawaii.
Didn't they say they went out to go there?
Oh, yeah.
They flew,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
when you travel.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Can I have my friend Vinny again?
Road trip to Hawaii. Where'd you find his fucking guy?
How is Virginia a bigger dick than Vinny?
I know, yeah.
Seriously?
You want to get Vinny in here because Vinny's more kind.
Way more. I relate way more to Vinny. Fuck Virginia. We love Vinny.
If you missed it earlier, we are going to be doing a KBJ Live after the show. It is going to be in late April inside the paddock room at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. We each came up with our own signature cocktail that you'll be able to get. So those will be listed on the menu as you come in. We're going to have all the details on the time and the exact date on April 3rd. So we'll have that and how you wind up getting tickets to get in. So it is going to be partially a ticket event, but we're going to be trying some new things that we never have before. So it's going to be fun, some of the stuff that we're going to be doing, and we hope everybody likes it.
Oh, this is going to be fun. This is, to me, more fun than cocktails and karaoke.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We haven't done one of these in a while, but these were so fun before COVID.
Yeah. So we're going to be kicking around a lot of stuff and a couple ideas that, you know, you might want to come out and check it and see it live to see how it goes.
So, I love it.
Yeah, we'll see. I was kicking around with my daughter, Caitlin, that we haven't done that How Well Do You Know Your Daughter for a very long time.
Okay.
But with it being live and out there, like, who's the first person she was ever intimate with?
I love it.
Yeah, so some questions on that level that could have me squirming pretty good.
Yeah.
And you need to have an adult audience too.
Juicy.
Yeah. So, and I don't know the answer to that, but, you know, maybe you guys can help me brainstorm some questions for that, so.
Yeah, there's a lot from that podcast we played.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so that's the kind of stuff. We'll have a few little layers.
You sure you want to do that live in person?
Probably not, because I'll probably start crying or just maybe not take off running off the stage.
That's going to be so awkward.
Yeah, it's going to be so awkward. Yeah, I may have to let people know, this next segment's going to be so awkward.
He's going to be so drunk.
Oh, man.
Just to be able to sit up there.
Yeah.
You're going to have some drinks.
Yeah.
Have to.
Yeah, so that might be some of the stuff. So we're kicking around some new ideas. So if you have anything you'd like to see us do, if you've ever been to one of our live shows before, definitely offer suggestions. We have got about a month to put it all together, but it is going to be coming. We're just going to be happy to get back out there and see everybody in person again. Y'all have an amazing weekend. We'll see you there for the Palm Beach Pride on Sunday on Lake Avenue in Lake Worth Beach. Y'all have a good weekend. Goodbye.